Greetings, everybody. This is Danny Bilt, and you're listening to WRRZ, The Wizard, where the music is louder, darker, and deliciously wicked.
Beyond the music, into the mind of the artist. This is Spellbound Sessions. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spellbound Sessions.
Hi.
I am Sid, and I'm hanging out with the band Nova Riot.
Hey.
Sorry to interrupt your conversation.
Oh.
I'm really bad at that.
She was asking how you had come to find us, and I was trying to remember the Musicians Network Hub Network.
Was that how I was introduced to you guys?
I think
it might have been just a random me doom scrolling on Facebook and then come across you guys.
Maybe it could have been.
That's cool.
I think so. And I stopped and listened. I was like, and looked at the video, and I listened to the song. I was like, this is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. That was actually one of Nova's directorial debuts there.
Oh,
yeah?
Yes, I did direct that one. That was really fun.
That's
my first time directing a video, especially with, like, you know, other people involved, so.
Right, and given the fact that her and I are pretty much like family, there was a lot of talks when we first started talking about her idea for the music video was, because I'm our cinematographer, you know, I shoot our videos and do all the editing. I was like, man, this sounds a little risque. Maybe we should hire somebody else.
Yeah, we were like, how are we going to do this?
But we are such
I think there was a conversation about, I said the video, I asked if I could have permission to use the video
right.
for one of my upcoming shows. She goes, you're lucky you got the PG version. I was like, yeah. Oh no. Oh Lord.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that was the PG version. We toned it down a bit.
We did tone it down. We luckily there was a scene that just had to be there that Nova was not happy with. And so we went back to recut that scene. And then I was sitting there. I was going to like, well, let's add some guitar. But I just so happened to forget my mask that day. And so I was like, well, crap. Now what am I going to do? So I grabbed our Rob and Bob, that's what we call our fake hands. They've actually been on multiple music videos now.
And also, so they're pretty popular then, huh?
They're part of the band.
Yeah, they're part of the band. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start hiding them in future music videos.
And see if the fans can spot them?
As an Easter egg, and we're going to give a swag pack to the first band that spots it out. So.
Fuck, that sounds like a challenge.
Yeah.
It's you know, we used to do that in other videos in the past where we would do an Easter egg, and then a lot of our older fans is like, I looked for an egg forever.
Oh, Susie.
Yeah.
She was like, I'll rewatch that video. I couldn't find an egg.
That's such a great way to get people to
do like, fuck, really? You looking for an egg?
Play your music video. So you want somebody to watch your video two or three times, put a hidden Easter egg in there, and they'll like, Did you see it?
I mean, that's a creative way of trying to get people to watch your videos and check out what you're doing, though.
Yeah. But it seems like on the next one, we ended up doing a chalkboard, and then we actually drew an Easter egg, and that was our Easter egg. And so the people was able to find that one. But so, yeah, we love to play games. You know, that is kind of our thing. A lot of fun.
Well, it sounds a bit like a challenge to me. So, the next time you say there's an Easter egg, see if you can find it. I'm going to put my old man specs on, and we'll see if I can find it.
Yeah.
I probably won't, but I'm going to try. So anyway, go on.
I was going to say we definitely want somebody to find it because then they get the cool swag pack. You know, I mean, it's no fun if nobody finds.
What comes in a swag bag?
Well, right now we are working on a merch bundle, so we're talking like T-shirt, dog tag, maybe a signed poster.
Shoot, I might paint them something original.
Maybe,
I paint too.
Maybe a copy of a CD, because, you know, with those things making a comeback, we're actually probably going to print up some physical copies of.
Speaking of comebacks, have you guys seen where they came up with these little bitty tiny records? like they're like full length records now, vinyl, and they're real tiny, about the size of a CD. But you have to buy a record player, a little small record player that will play that small record on it, and it's got like a little needle. I thought, oh fuck, man, that's gonna be a pretty cool idea. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I miss the days of vinyl. So if it's something that is cheap and they're coming out and they're going to come out with a ton of catalog of music for these little records, from what I read, and I thought, what a great idea! Gives the feel of having a record player again.
There's really something unique about that lo-fi sound that record players used to create, and
I wish I would have been around for that. Sounded cool.
Well, you're around for the resurgence of it, so we'll probably will.
If actually. You're hearing it now, that's what it sounded like back then. Yeah. You're not missing anything.
It's okay. I'm an old lady at heart.
We probably will print up a few vinyls for this just for collector purposes.
Signed vinyls to give away.
I had a buddy's. We was in the studio the other day. I looked down and he had been given an 8-track, a cassette, a vinyl, and a CD for this particular band's album. And I was like, wow, they went all out, man. The 8-track and the cassette.
8-track?
Yeah, they had an 8-track.
The fuck? There's a company, there's a business out there that'll make 8-tracks?
I mean, because, you know, the technology is really easy to create this stuff now, so that's another big reason why.
I remember 8-tracks. I can remember being in the back seat of my dad's Oldsmobile, and he had an 8-track of Led Zeppelin. I remember him putting it into the car stereo. We went to go do something, but we was jamming the Led Zeppelin on an 8-track.
Yeah.
And I'm old.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I remember being a little kid and definitely right on the end of 8-tracks into cassettes. So,
yeah. But
thankfully, my parents did. They were big rock and roll people, and that's why I'm doing the things that I do today. So,
man, I'm not technically old, but this industry with the pressure to succeed at a certain age constantly makes me feel like I am.
Oh yeah, there is sort of a, like, it is kind of fucked though, isn't it? Because I hate saying this, but like for women singers, that they put a like an age limit. Boom.
There's like
once
age
they start
limit.
To get into their 40s or something, it's like they're not. It's the I hate saying this too, but there's this sex appeal to have a front lady. That, you know, and then you get to that certain age and like, oh, the appeal's just not quite there anymore.
Right.
And so they move on to the next youngest thing. But the talent's still there. You know what I mean? The talent's still there. You experience all the time. Yeah. It sucks, really. It doesn't make sense.
Well, luckily, I got a little time. I'm 26, so.
She's still young. Me, I'm of that age where I'm like, Nancy Wilson still looks hittable.
In her wheelchair, you're talking about this version, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking about the 80s Ann Wilson. We're talking about the one that rolls around in the wheelchair.
I'm not talking about Ann anyway. I'm talking about her sister.
Nancy, the blonde. Yeah. There we go.
She's the one that plays guitar, you know?
Take me a minute. Well, she sings too in some of the songs.
She's pretty talented. So, yeah.
That was my era, too. I'm 52, so I started off listening to bands like Man at Work when I was young,
right.
You know, fucking Tears for Fears, and then I got introduced to like Motley Crue and the look, the image, the dark side of rock and roll just really a fucking appealed to me, and I just fell in love with it from that point on. Just a huge fan of music in general, hence why I have a radio station.
Tears for Fears does Mad World, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I love that song.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World is another big one from them.
Yeah.
That's what, like, one of my kids' favorite songs. They go around singing that damn thing all the time.
That was one of my son's first favorite songs. Swear.
I swear it's my kid's favorite song.
When my son was like 4 years old, he'd be like, can you put on Everybody Wants to Rule the World?
I'm like, no, no, and no.
I got a cool kid. He's got... His favorite band is Bring Me the Horizon. He gets in the old stuff. He's like, the heavier, the better for my 10-year-old. He just turned 10 2 days ago.
I got a 10-year-old and I got a 9-year-old.
That sounds fun.
Well, it is. They're good. They're well behaved.
Oh, that's great. Mine's not. Oh, yeah.
They luckily got the old version of me and not the young version. Otherwise, they'd probably be wild yahoos running around the house, swinging off the walls and shit.
Yeah. I had my boy at 16, so he did not get the call version.
So, what's to the interview? Welcome to Spellbound Sessions.
Hi. We like the magic stuff, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm pagan, so a lot of what you see is the theme behind what I do is pagan. Wizard Rock Radio, it sounds like Harry Potterish, but in all intent and purposes, I try to find a cool little some little cool mascot to have. And I thought, what better than having a fucking wizard slinging out some tunes to everybody? And so everything, all my overtones, Spellbound Sessions, and I have another one called Between Two Worlds, all pagan witchcraft related.
I'll have to check those out. I practice chaos magic,
I grew up watching Wizards, the cartoon. Same time as heavy metal.
Yeah, I was just seeing that on Prime Video just the other day.
The book Lieber Nolan Psychonaut is like my personal Bible. So,
yeah, we believe in magic here, and you know, how else could we conjure up this much success in such a short amount of time? People ask us all the time, and
you're manifesting it. Is what you're fucking doing.
Exactly. We are absolutely putting it into the universe, and we don't think otherwise, you know. And people throughout our career, you know, because as we said earlier, we've kind of been doing this, her and I, together for a lot longer than Nova Ride has existed. But you know, people always ask us, man, how do y'all? We believe it, man. We don't
believe.
If you don't believe in yourself, how the hell do you expect anybody else that's listening to your music believe in you?
Anybody, I truly believe that too. And finally, with this album, it's something that I'm so proud of and want to listen to. And I even told him one time, I was like, man, I'm so excited because I can wake up and I want to listen to my own music. And that's a pretty heavy indicator that other people will
want to do the same damn thing.
You know, so I put that on in my car, and I just imagine I'm a fan listening, and I'm like, well, I'm going to put that energy out there that more people are going to be in their car jamming the same way I am. So,
well, you're proud of yourself, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being proud of yourself and wanting to listen to this magic that you're putting out into the world, the music that you're making, you're bringing that out, and you're putting it out into the universe. Why not be proud of it?
Right. Well,
if you don't believe in yourself, how the fuck do you expect anybody else to believe in what you're doing?
Right. And I better be proud of me, because us, you know, it's not like we got here by twiddling our thumbs and not doing anything about it. So the work was definitely put in.
I can definitely say this too. When we crafted the concept for Nova Red, and it says in our bio, music with no apologies, and people have asked us what that means, and
Asking what it fucking means, then you haven't seen a fucking video yet, then have you?
We don't care if you like us.
It's for us.
We created this because we wanted to do something that we liked, we loved. And
it's for us, and our people will find us for being authentic.
With that said, we are fortunate that people actually enjoy it with us. And so, yeah, we came into this project with absolutely no concept that we are doing this. We're not following trends. We're not, when other bands are like, you got to do this, you got to do this, we're like, we're going to carve our own path. And so
that's pretty badass, though, really. I mean, that takes a lot of courage, because there's a part of you that wants to be part of that scene and what everybody's doing, because you know that formula works,
right?
But you also see that the result is not going to get you to where you want to be.
That's right. And I said this recently too, that, you know, grinding bars for 20 years will have you questioning your sanity. And so whenever I think about the music industry today, I think about an industry that is rooted in tradition, but doesn't reward traditionalism anymore. You know, so you go down the old path of, I've got to tour relentlessly, I got to take every show offer that comes our way. We've turned down shows that in other bands, I would have tripped you and three guys in front of you to get that show. You know, but now we just have an understanding that when we do go play a show, we want it to be based on the fact that we, you know, that we wanted to go do that show, and we put together something that we know the fans.
It's the old saying, quality over exactly. quantity.
Exactly. We want it to be an experience that people remember.
And
sometimes when you get out there and grind like that, too, it's that saturation of seeing you guys all the time starts to turn people off as well.
Exactly.
100%. If you're at the same bar once a month playing it, I mean, people are like, oh, yeah.
So that was another concept that we developed coming into this project, was because I remembered a lesson from one of my college professors, and that was the theory of scarcity. You know, the more that you have of a product, the less it's worth. The less you have of a product, it's more.
That's such a great. I'm that same way. I you don't see me do this Spellbound sessions every week. I don't turn this show into a grind. I think when I do these shows, it needs to be more of an event. And not something everybody feels like, well, it's Spellbound sessions here on every Wednesday. Let's go tune. No, I don't want that. I want this where people are going to tune in and go like, well, he only does these shows once every 2-3 weeks. So that must mean something.
Exactly.
Well, heck, I was already honored to be here, yeah. But that's cool.
Oh, yeah. We're truly humbled by the amount of love that Nova Rise received. I mean, we never imagined we did, because like I said, we were manifesting nothing but greatness, but at the same time, we didn't like set our bar so high that, you know, that
there's no reason to set unrealistic goals, right? I mean, if you're going to achieve things, you start setting them low and start meeting them, and you meet enough goals, it starts building your confidence up, and you start shooting for the big stars.
Even though we knew that something was really special about this, we never really imagined the amount of people that would really connect with it. And so that has been really humbling experience, because...
Well, it's you guys are putting together the elements, I think. All of the elements that you guys are putting together are starting to fire on all cylinders now, I think, for you guys.
Yeah, I think so. We kind of... From where we progressed to... Because... Like, we do everything in-house, from writing, composing, to scripting and shooting and editing our own music videos, to producing, engineering our own songs and tracks, to even creating our own styles and look. I make all the masks. Nova's...
I do my own makeup.
She designs her own wardrobe. She never wears the same thing twice.
Yeah, this is all...
Jeez.
Let's check the fit real quick. I gotta show it off, because I did not throw this... So I did not, this was put together very last minute, and it's just a bunch of stuff.
For this show?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I put it all together myself. It's just a bunch of random stuff in my closet that I throw together. Check the
shoes. So you guys were thrifting it and figuring ways out to make it cool and fucking now.
Well, and there's another, and I said I make my own mask. My daughter actually made this mask, so shout out to Brooklyn Pipkin for this masterpiece. This is one of my
You get
favorites.
A zoom on that,
it's so
too.
Good.
Yeah, it's a.
All right, is that what do they call that?
This is what? So we do a mask making technique where we have a head mold, and then we kind of take burlap and we soak it in a mixture of glue and water,
and then paste it on top. I think we used to do that when I was a kid over a balloon.
Right. And so typically what I normally will do is I'll take a spray foam and I'll mold a design or a face, a horror style face. Actually, you'll see them in our music videos. Anytime like you see the devils or the evil people, that's the mask that I've molded. But this one is actually yarn. So she painstakingly took yarn and glued it all the way around the face and then painted the burlap purple. And so it's just, you know.
Bravo to her.
This one makes a debut in our next music video for our focus track for the album, which is...
And it's made its debut on this show.
And it made a debut on this show.
Look.
First time seeing
it. I get all the fucking exclusives, I guess, apparently.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's we got our full-length album comes out August 21st.
And that's coming. And you guys just recently signed with Eclipse Records too, as well, right?
Yes,
we did.
So how exciting is that, though?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a pretty big day for us. And the hard part, though, was so we actually, it says in our bio that the band formed in 2024.
But that's not right.
We actually kicked off Nova Riot. We might have been conceptualized by the end of 2024, but we kicked it off on Valentine's Day.
Of 2025.
We played a show under a different moniker.
Literally that same day that we released the song, we
so this conception of Nova Riot's been together for about a year then.
Right. And we've done
and holy shit, guys.
And the signing with Eclipse actually happened, the talk started happening in November of 2025. So
February.
We were barely a band 8 months before we
got signed.
Yeah.
Holy cow, guys.
Official first of this year, like April, I think.
Yeah.
April 1st. So I bet
that was fucking huge for you, though. I mean,
that's great. You know, yeah. That goes back to that whole thing where there was even times where Nova's like, "Hey, man, it's okay if we just do a cell phone video." I'm like, "No, it's not. Everything we do in this band is nothing but pure high quality. I don't give a shit if I got to go out and spend $3,000 on a camera or whatever."
We have redone music video shoots handful of times. I mean, he will not let, if it is not up to his standard, and now I'm there. Now she's there. With the last video, because I normally would have been like, "Oh, it's okay." And then I was like.
But, you know, that's what we decided that we would focus on building a brand that was immediately recognizable and of course we had the sound to back it up, and you know, we pitched it to Eclipse and they dug it, and it's like, here's the offer, and we were more grateful like, to accept it.
Yeah,
so you know, because really it could have came, like, you know, I've been in music for a long time, I've been signed and had offers from major labels. The thing that really I like about Eclipse is I can talk to the head of the label. I can talk to them any time. They've been around since the 90s. They are considered a springboard label where they will help bridge the gap for bands trying to make the transition to a larger record label.
Right.
But for us, it's grassroots. You know, it's very like we did this ourselves. We didn't hire no manager to get out there and make phone calls or send emails. Like, we do it all. Nova and I, when you send a message, you talk to her. We don't have nobody that jumps in and does any of that for us. And so it's very genuine.
I thought, speaking of those text messages, I read a post by you guys where you guys would get random people messaging you. And you go, just for a fair warning,
yeah,
just be careful. You might be talking to the fellas in the band. Could you just can you fucking imagine?
He'll mess with them back for a second too, and then he's like, "This is Orion."
I'm sure they'll see it because they're still fans of the band. But we got one on Instagram that was like, "Are you bi?" To her, "Are you bi because my old lady, or because you got a nice, my old lady thinks you got a nice ass?"
Yeah, something like that.
And I'm like, "Oh, wow, they," you know. And then I'm like, after the messages, I'm like, "By the way,
you know, I mean, it's kind of hard not to fuck with them fucking idiots, though. I mean, really."
Well, it's like, clearly this is a business page.
Right,
but,
you know, I mean, because
page.
We do make her the face, because, I mean, yeah.
I get it, but damn, when I read that, I fucking laughed. I was like, man, could you fucking imagine sitting there fucking trying to say some shit to somebody, and it turns out to be the fucking dude of the band?
Right.
That's why I even pointed to him. I'm so blessed to have him, because he does run a very big portion of, I would almost consider, you know, him management level for us, because he's been
the social media side of things, man. It's a fucking grind.
Yeah.
And people don't realize how much of a grind, how much really work goes into promoting yourself.
I do the TikToks, but he runs most of Instagram and Facebook.
But, you know, she's active on Facebook.
But I am active.
She gets on there and she comments.
Oh, yeah. He'll call me, too, if I've been slacking. He's like, hey.
It's important that we engage with the people that are engaging with
us. And that's what I liked about you guys as well. You guys have always been some of my posts. I noticed you guys on some of my posts, and which is cool. You guys also go back and say, I get to give the people that do share your stuff a thank you. And I think that's huge for a band or artist to acknowledge the fan base and that at least give them a thumbs up or at least give them a thanks. And you guys do that. So I notice things like that.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm actually I'm on hiatus right now, but I'm an FM radio DJ as well. So I get it a lot too. You know, I get 100.
Oh, then we might have to talk getting you become a DJ over on Wizard Rock Radio then.
Yeah, we could. I've got a set up at the house. As a matter of fact, we could probably do a show.
Oh, yeah. that would be fucking awesome. I'll give you guys full runs to go live and do whatever you guys want to do. Do your thing.
We actually taken over an old church and we turned it into, it was being turned into our production studio. And so at some point in time, I want us streaming video games. I want us podcasting. I want us to have all these avenues because we're becoming more of an online personality than we are anything. You know what I mean?
He wants me to stream video games so bad. Everybody wants me to play video games. Everybody in my life is like, and
I, you, man, I tell you what, there is a fucking fortune to be made of for someone like you to just sit there, do your whole dressed up.
All you gotta do is do this. We can put some nerd behind her actually playing the video game. You know, I mean, I don't want to give away no.
Let me just die 100 times back to back.
I learned that from Llama. But you know, even playing like that is still not a bad thing because you're going to get a lot of people engaging, going, "Hey, you should do this, or you should have this technique, or whatever."
Right.
Man, there's a fortune to be made doing that too. There is definitely a niche for that.
Yeah. What is the hip hop guy, the auto-tune guy?
T-Pain.
He talks about it all the time. He makes way more money streaming than video games than he does being T-Pain in the concert.
Well, that's because his fucking music sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I like a backyard barbecue with a little R&B, but
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I listen to all music, though. I can really jam to...
I'm an older generation, so some of the newer stuff I try to keep current, that's why I like the radio station, because I get music all the time.
My favorite hip-hop artist is DMX. Like, you know what I mean? This like old school dudes.
If I'm saying hip-hop, I'm going to say N.W.A. I love N.W.A. Dr. Dre.
Ice Cube is on my list, too, you know?
Ice Cube.
The Insane Clown Posse.
He's a big ICP fan, and... As a matter of fact, if any of your viewers are watching tonight or ICP fans, you've probably met her at a gathering at some point in time.
I've never been to a gathering, but I've seen it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'll be ruined.
She wants me to go. She wants us to play.
Last year, they threw squids in the trash fight. It was awesome.
The problem I have is I have PTSD, and I don't like being struck by things. And I sometimes need a, and it sounds weird because I'm a big dude. I'm 6'2", 210. I need a safe space to go chill sometimes away from.
I get anxiety really bad when I get around big crowds for a long period of time. I start real bad anxiety and I start withdrawing.
Yep.
I fight men bigger than him in the pit.
Yeah, and
I go crazy. Know. I'll jump the fence and try to get on stage.
I don't doubt that.
I'm insane in a fit. I go, and then I like to run around covered head to toe in glitter and give free hugs.
I've never been. It sounds like I probably will never go.
Yeah, you probably, if you don't want to get, you know,
glitter on me, no. Or squid. Doesn't sound fun.
That was new. I was like, are they throwing squids? I didn't get hit by one. I stayed away, but it was cool to see.
Or squid. Did that hurt the squid?
I was vegetarian for 2 years, so I don't really 100% support it, but they were dead. I'm sure they got them from some meat market.
Our lead guitarist is a killer front of house engineer, and he tours with a lot of big bands. He was telling us about time that he was running sound for Drowning Pool, and they played The Gathering, and they said, that was the last time, they'd never go back. I mean, so...
Boo, tomatoes.
Pretty hardcore to, you know, be able to hang with that crowd, for sure.
Well, I mean, they are, it's, I don't even know what to say. I've seen the what goes on in The Gathering, I'm like, there's no way.
Well,
I would be ruined.
That I think that they have that a lot of genres or a lot of subgenres of music don't have, and that is a fierce loyalty.
They do.
Not just to the bands that they support, but to other juggalos.
The fan base is such a supportive community. I've been very lucky to be a part of.
I guess part of me, I have a hard time taking ICP serious, I guess.
Yeah, it's
kind of hard. Well, you're not supposed to.
Well, no. I can remember when they was trying to wrestle as a tag team in WCW.
Hey, they still got JCW, and their shows are cool.
Yeah. They have, I think, don't they have a wrestling organization?
JCW.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
That's a shout out. As a matter of fact, we had some pro wrestlers in Midnight Cup and Crush.
Yeah, one of the girls is a pro wrestler, yeah. Kelly Conjundrum. She is a badass, and they do like wrestling.
I think I'm getting ready to hopefully in the near future, I'm going to interview the wrestler Ken Anderson. Mr. Kennedy from WWE, the mic dropped down. And he wrestles. I think he wrestles for them guys.
That's cool.
Yeah, So their wrestlers are some of the most awesome people because not only are they great athletes, they are incredible actors or actresses. And so one of the things that we're going to expand to in the future, too, and we may start shooting one next month.
Midget wrestling?
No.
Now, wow. I've seen that before. That's fun.
We're going to jump into short films. So we're going to start producing our own.
Well, it's a good start for short films, short people.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And
it's a start.
We do have contact for some little people that want to be in, that do for hire, will be in your music videos or whatever.
Have them wrestling in.
Yeah, the great thing about having
have them wrestling in the background in lingerie or something.
They know how to fall and they know combat. And when you're doing heavy metal, you know, horror and fighting and all that stuff kind of go hand in hand.
Let me ask you guys this.
The gentleman that we sacrifice in Midnight Kevin Crush is also a wrestler.
Oh, he's a wrestler too. The guy who is the main guy, the only guy in the video. The one on the leash.
Max
Beckett?
Max Beckett. That's right.
Yeah.
So shout out to all those guys. And
my good friend Haley and Sage, they were both in it. They're beautiful models.
Haley's been in several videos of ours.
Oh, yeah.
She's a go-to. She was.
Should we play this video?
Sure.
Yeah.
Haley was fortunately blessed with assets that we really enjoy having in our music. So,
assets.
I mean,
what else about assets? This video has took off. I seen on one of your posts, it was like 30-something thousand, 40,000. 48,000 views on this. So, give us some behind-the-scenes tidbits about this video before we play it.
Oh, well, the main thing that I knew I wanted, I was like, I want a man on a leash, because this song is a very dominating song, and if you know, in the industry a lot, I feel like it's, you know, I listen to a lot of rap music or whatever, so it's normally the other way around, and so as a woman, I think that it's okay to every once in a while write a song from the other point of view, where you're
dominant figure.
I put a sigil on your throat, baby, like strap you up. And so we kind of wanted to jump into that, and then we build a lot of our sets. So the chair we actually found on Facebook Marketplace, and it just happened to be perfect, and then we just went and bought a furry piece of fabric from Walmart and made it look like a rug.
Black backdrop.
And then I just, you know, I'm blessed with the most amazing creative artsy, like all of my friends have something artsy about them, whether they are a writer or a dancer or a painter or a wrestler. Yeah,
and they all contribute in a different way to what you're doing, which is awesome.
Always.
Yep, and we wanted to be pretty diverse in this video, too. So, you know, we had people from all walks, you know. I mean, from, like you said, from the dancers to the wrestlers and all that. So it was very nice, eclectic group of people.
And I think we all had fun. Like, we were just laughing the whole entire time that we were making it. We really
now, was this video filmed at the church you guys were talking about?
Filmed at the church.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome.
So, yeah, which is also where we filmed the altar, and so we hadn't been able to do much decorating in there or transformation. We're going to build a new set just about every month in there and start doing some different things, different rooms that we're going to create different vibes in. And so we shot the altar there as well, but we knew we couldn't use that as a backdrop, so we brought in the black backdrops and
make it look like a new room.
Yeah, and then, you know, we lit it strategically, and I used a Blackmagic Pocket Cinema camera to shoot that video.
So yeah, that whole idea, that song to me would be like a manifestation song for baddies that, you know, it's like a love spell if you think about it. And, you know, it's
Midnight Coven Crush is as a love spell then, huh?
Well, if you listen to the lyrics and, you know, you said that you're familiar with magic and you're pagan, you know, it says, I ring the bell, then light it up, then now drink the venom from the cup. And that is all, you know, ringing the bell is how you would start your ritual. And then, you know, light it up would be like, you know, lighting that passion and igniting the energy to move. And then when you drink from the cup, that's accepting your... accepting from spirit. So all of that is like technical, like the lyrics were written intentionally for that power, and they are accurate to what I would actually do in my own personal rituals in life.
That's dope. All right, guys, so I guess we're going to play you guys some Nova Riot. This is their song Midnight Coven Crush, and we'll be right back.
This October, the veil gets a little thinner in Miami County. Join us for the 8th Annual Para-Unity Paranormal Convention, Saturday, October 17th from 10 to 5 at the Miami County 4-H Fairgrounds. Meet paranormal investigators and learn about nearby haunted locations. Have your fortunes told by tarot readers, discover thrilling new authors, purchase metaphysical supplies, and partake in some of the finest food vendors in northern Indiana. Bring the whole family for trick-or-treating, costume contests, and a fun, friendly atmosphere for believers and the curious alike. And best of all, proceeds support Riley Hospital, helping kids who need it most.
I paint a sigil on your throat, lipstick red to gain control. Laugh while I tighten up the world, stay and breathe it, baby, let it go. I claim my throne, I wear the crown. I drag my nails, you kiss the ground. Every spell is led, you hear, you speak my name just like a verse. I got you in line, I tame your beast, control your mind. You got a taste of the divine, I turn your feelings to a high. I locked you up and made you mine, stamped impression, perfect sign. I light the candle, wax your skin.
You lose your pain, you lose your trust, but you can't. Hey, it's Amy from Even on Fire, and you're listening to WRRZ, the Wizard Rock Radio. Rock on, my friends. That's what it was telling me.
Welcome back, everybody, to Spellbound Sessions. I'm hanging out with Nova Riot, and we just heard their song, Midnight Coven Crush.
Yes.
That was that's such a good song. I mean, I can see why it's taken off, really.
Yeah. You know,
we had a hard time picking which songs would be our singles off the album, and that was actually my least favorite.
That was your least favorite?
Yeah, that was my least favorite. Well, mostly because I was emotionally attached to a lot of the other music, and
some of the other songs are more personal.
Coven Crush was kind of a last minute addition to the album,
and it was.
In a way that, so before we signed with Eclipse, we was not bound to any specific genre. We were still kind of figuring out like which direction we kind of wanted to tend towards, and we had wrote some really cool pop punk stuff, and I think that it the way it shifted and everything, that we ended up kind of on this whole different, you know, this different path. But working on Midnight Coven Crush, that was a riff that I had in my back pocket for a really long time. And I knew we didn't want to redo, like rewrite the pop punk songs into a heavier thing.
So the Midnight Coven Crush was one of your pop songs that you guys had before.
No, we wrote it last minute.
It was the very last
pop punk song that we had. And I just, no matter what I did, we couldn't rewrite the pop punk song to make it sound the way
sonically with the album.
It didn't fit. And so I was like, I got this other song that I've had. I'm talking like I've had that riff for 10, 15 years maybe in my back pocket.
I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, I've had it for a long time. I played in a different tuning so that it wasn't quite, sounded quite like when I'd originally written it all them years ago. And I developed the tracks and stuff to go with it. And I said, what do y'all think about this? And they're like, we love that. And so, but whenever it came, we finished it, I was like, I still wouldn't just quite like, but it grew on me really quick. And especially once we shot the music video.
It's just catchy. It's got everything, all the elements that you want. It's got the hooks. It's got a catchy chorus. I mean, it's
right. Well, that's how I knew it would actually be good, is because I didn't like it. If I liked it, it probably was going to suck. I'm just kidding about that. But once I shot the music
video. Oh, no, he's not. He's not kidding. He's not bullshitting nobody.
Well, sometimes the things that are the best work of yours, since you want to judge it even harder
because
it's your best work. So you go, like, things that are different and are going to stand out do kind of make you feel like, it took me a second to it felt a little almost too bubblegum at first. And then it was like, no, this is cool. Like, I went back and forth on if Midnight Coven Crush was going to be cool. And now it is really cool. And if you knew what it was, if you know what a Midnight Coven Crush is.
Well, it's catchy.
A Midnight Coven Crush is a...
Just say the medical term for it. It's a vagina.
Yeah, what are you holding back on?
You know, well,
yeah. We're all adults in here, hopefully.
I'm real shy.
When she talked,
sure. It says shy all over the videos.
And kind of how she wanted to focus the video, wanted to be very, a little bit on the mature side. I was like, ooh, we might need to hire somebody else. But, you know, we kind of got over that, you know, just like, this is our.
It pushes the envelope,
but the big thing is when we've hired professionals in the past, we were never happy with the results.
Nope.
So that's when we started doing some of these things ourselves, because we knew the video's quality too.
I mean, it looks like it's, I mean, kudos, you guys are putting that together, because it's quality video.
Yeah, you shot that video.
Yeah, shot it and edited it.
Yep.
And which I do all our videos, but I have some really quality camera gear, and I specifically went out and
built a
videography rig for this project.
But he had never done this before this project, so, and we've only been in this project for a little over a year, so it's like,
yeah, I guess 2 years ago. But I started doing our own videos in the last project, but
you did it with a phone camera.
I did it with phone camera. Well, the main thing was for years and years and years, other bands that I had, we would go to shoot a video, so it would get rained out or something. We never could do a video, and cameras were expensive. Well, then fast forward to like 2024. I mean, you got cinematography tools in your hand, so I shot our very first video with the iPhone. And yeah. The reason why I wanted to do it was because I wanted to, and I did a whole tutorial like bands on a budget. Your time is now. You no longer have to have a huge budget to do a music video. And so it just, from there, I was like, shit, I love this.
I'm hooked.
Like, I'm hooked. And so then I went out and invested in a lot of really high quality camera gear. And then we started shooting our own photography and things like that. We've been published twice just as photographer and model in magazines, not even music related. Yeah, so it kind of grew into where Nova Riot became this own sentient being, where
its own entity now.
Its own entity. We're writing, we're producing, we're directing, we're getting our hands dirty. If it's the album cover, I drew that on an iPad with the Apple Pencil.
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm not. Yeah, I did. We went and shot a whole photo shoot, and then it was like, this just doesn't pop the words right like it needs to. Yeah,
the photos were great.
I was really butthurt, actually, that they didn't make album cover. It did kill me.
Probably back cover. It might make our back cover.
Yeah. But.
So, I was like, and then, like, everybody, we needed it, like, next week, you know. And I thought of a few artists. Well, hell, none of them even responded back to me. I was like, hey, yeah, I need some album art done. So I was like, well, it's been about 15 years since I used to be a great skilled artist, but you know, when I started doing music, that kind of shifted. I didn't really draw as much anymore. And so I was like, you know what? I ain't got time. I went and got a Apple Pencil Pro for my iPad. And we had this concept to hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
But blood, lies, lullabies, and have our own. So it's got the blood skull, the lies skull where he's covering his mouth, and then the lullabies, he's listening to music.
Right.
I dig it. Yeah.
And you were talking, so before I forget this thought, you said something about us being our own entity. And I think before we actually got on recording, you had asked me earlier, you know, between us looking like a band or a front project. And I wanted to say, you know, so I'm Nova. And then the impact we make on the world is the Riot. And then we have Orion, which is more a peaceful entity. You know, if you go to textbook and look up Orion and the history of it. And then Aries, our other lead guitarist, is
chaos.
So, you know, I am huge on the metaphysical law of three, that it takes
on the devil.
You know, basically it takes those two forces meeting to create something. You have to have, you know, your chaos, the reason for change, and then the solution about it. And when those two forces meet, you create something. So then that creates Nova, which creates an explosion, which makes the Riot happen throughout the world. Which the Riot, you know, I don't want
this interview is totally going backwards. I apologize because these should be questions I should have asked at the beginning of the show, but we just got entangled in conversation.
Hey, that's okay,
and that's okay too. I don't know if Nova ever knew this, but when she came to me as a singer, she auditioned for a project that I had to put defunct, because once we started doing our thing, I was like,
we wrote a song the first time we met each other. It was like, we're going to make music together.
So you guys been friends for a while and this became just a musical project then?
The way I met him was, my mom took my son to drum lessons, and I kind of knew the guy. My friend cut his hair. I did hair too. So he would come into the shop, and then my son ended up in his drum lessons, and he was talking to my mom, like saying, hey, you know, our band lost our singer, da 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 da, just talking, not knowing that that was my mom. And she was like, well, my daughter is a singer, and showed him some of like my bedroom pop music that I'd made at like 16, 17 years old. And he was like, this is your daughter? And then he realized he knew me, and he was like, oh, have her come audition for the band. So I just showed up, never meeting him before, and auditioned. We wrote a song the first night we met each other, and have been pretty much been inseparable ever since
then. I don't know if I ever told her this, but I'll tell you, so you'll get to hear this exclusively. But at some point in time, when we were starting to shift a little bit, and me and the that particular drummer were no longer really seeing eye to eye. He's a good guy, but I stand on business, and I mean business. I don't beat around the bush. I don't bullshit nobody. I say what I say, and I mean what I say. We were having some difficulties, and I'm like, well, maybe it's about time for you to see your way out. And he's like, well, I brought Nova to you. So I'm like, the fuck are we even talking about right now? You brought Nova to me. Like, he's
okay,
kind
but...
of thinking that he was going to, you know, take her.
That was going to save his position or take her with him or something.
Right. And, you know, it was like, bro. But, you know, she's her own woman, and she makes up her own mind. And I was like, I don't own Nova, so if, like, she wants to go make music or do these things, but this is what I'm...
Me and Orion got a special connection here, yeah. So clearly the music's good, and we tend to see... There will be times where I'll go home and write lyrics, and he's been diddling on his guitar, and I'll just come over, and he's like, you want to write? And like, almost every time, without... even seeing each other, knowing what each other wrote, it just goes together every time. It's crazy.
It's a chemistry thing, but, you know, it's one of those great things that used to bands, you needed five people, six people to have chemistry. Because I've been in music so long, and I'm written hundreds and hundreds of songs. I sit down right now and write 10. You put an instrument in my hand.
Sometimes we just sit and freestyle all night, and it's like, man, that was awesome. Can we do it again?
But I do need chemistry with somebody, at least one person that helps me kind of pull me out of my comfort zone on occasion. But what we've created here with Nova Riot is very stress-free, very drama-free. We don't fight.
We don't fight.
As a matter of fact, I think her ex-boyfriend said, y'all don't fight enough.
Yeah, he did say that one time to me. He was like, why don't you and Paris fight?
Well, that's because we're not dating, damn it. That's why we're not fighting.
Yeah.
It's easier to be friends.
I spent 18 plus years in a band with my little brother. There was a point in time that the band was popular enough that we hated each other. We didn't speak for 3 months, but the band had to continue, you know? And so we don't have that. I think we had one moment where I had a little bit of an autistic meltdown. And thankfully she deals with a lot of people like that.
Oh, my son's autistic.
And so
I probably
mine too. Mine is
my wife came out and said, you better go apologize to her. She's going to leave you. I'm like, shit, let me go apologize to my band wife.
So, but here's the thing is I always we try to understand each other because in that moment he wasn't mad at me and he wasn't, you know, to other people since he was getting frustrated and kind of got a little loud. It was like, oh, you're being a asked to her, but it was more stressed out because we want to be perfect. Well, not, you know, we're human.
Yeah.
You don't have to be perfect. Some of our best stuff comes from flaws, but we wanted to be tight and we were about to play a show and, you know, we hadn't maybe done enough practices. We ended up doing great at the show, but it was just one of those moments like, hey, let's run through the set before we go play. And it was not working out. And so I kind of sat back and understood it from like a,
yeah. Yeah. So we got a great, great relationship and, you know, we've built something really cool and unique. And even back to like the music video and her idea and us getting past the comfort level of, okay, I've got to shoot you in some really risque type shots. And even editing the thing, you know, because like I said, the first version of the video was a little bit more. I called it the cooter cut.
Well, it was a lot of them shots, man. It was like upskirt.
Luckily, though, Nova wasn't happy with a close up, and so we went back and reshot that. And then we added the shots of me playing the guitar with the fake hands, Rob and Bob.
So we just lost about half of them, but they're still there. They're just, you know.
Yeah, and so what we did, we ended up going, those were moments like she's talking about that were just in the moment, you know, that ended up making the thing so special.
I remember when he pulled them hands out to play with the guitar, I was literally looking at him like, what are you?
Yeah.
I was like, no, he was like, well, let me just cook real quick and we'll see what it looks like. If it's silly, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
He said it to me. I was like, that is the best shit I've ever seen.
I slowed the song down to 50%. So they're over there cracking up while I'm doing this because I'm playing it like super.
It's so slow. He's like.
And then I sped it up in post and that gives it that jerky motion, you know, where it looks more like gives it that horror movie vibe. So yeah, we go in with the script sometimes, and then we play, right? Yep. You know, then we just do what we have.
Well, you got to, right? I mean, you got to kind of stir the pot a little bit, stir the cauldron a little bit, see what else you can create as you're. I mean, having everything set up and, you know, on a piece of paper, you know, this is how we want to do it. It's all fine and dandy. It's more like to me, like just a guideline that we can follow, and then we can play with it as we go.
Yeah.
Yep. It's kind of how we.
Yep. Our next music video, we actually shot at a haunted house. A friend reached that owns the haunted house.
So have we discussed what the new song is going to be? Has that been told to the world yet?
Well, probably. I mean, we'll get you hooked up with the album too, so you get to hear it before it releases next month. But it's called Like I Meant It. No, we haven't personally. We haven't spoken about it or advertised it on Facebook or nothing.
I just mentioned it on that post that I posted today.
Okay, so she just
mentioned it for the first time, and all I said was, you know, that I was excited to put it out.
It is a little
no teasing. Yeah,
it's a very emotionally charged song,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably the most commercial off the album. It's heavy. I play a 7-string on that song, so we tuning is like G.
Showcase some of that guitar talent, then, huh?
A little bit, but when I'm writing music, I try to keep it simple because at the end of the day, I'm a grunge era guy. I grew up in the grunge, and I heard Alice in Chains. That's the band that changed my life. But I subscribe to the theory that, you know, you want to keep your music simple enough that people can pick up an instrument and play along to it.
Now, well, it's simple enough that fans at a show, it's easy for you to play at a show too as well and still perform.
Yeah.
So I mean, let's be real. Who wants to stand around and watch somebody play something super complicated and there's no showmanship with the band at all? It's just them just standing there playing the guitar. Boring.
Yeah, I'm very animated and I like to move around and engage and stuff, you know, as well as she does. And we'll leave the guy, you know, our lead guitarist there, so he can sit over there and do his noodling and stuff, and he can look ominous. His character is a pumpkin, as you can see in the pictures, but pumpkins like to sit still and look ominous, so he don't really have to be as animated as me. But our next music video, Like I Meant It, we shot in a haunted house, and he invited us to come up and view his haunted house. He's got a award-winning haunted house in Blossom, Texas. It's called Afterlife Haunt. So shout out to him. David Crossland is the owner. But he saw the Midnight Cover Crush video. I was like, hey, bro, y'all should come shoot a music video in my haunted house. And so we went and did a tour. So if you go and scroll our Facebook page, you'll see some other videos that we shot throughout the haunted house.
Yeah, I don't think we ever showed the room we shot in.
We didn't show the room.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah. That's the residuals of not smoking any grass. We didn't show the room that we actually shot Like I Meant It in, but when we saw that room, we was like, oh, shit. We got to this is the room.
Because so you're going to a haunted house and the video's going to be shot in one room?
One room. It'll make sense. So we actually did shoot multiple rooms, but at the end of the video, when I edited it to her, I actually texted her because I like to fuck with her sometimes. I'm like, you want the bad news first or the good news?
He hates me.
Well, that's the only way I can get her to call me back immediately. So
as soon as he's like, something's wrong, I'm like, and then he'll be texting me. And I'm like, sometimes I'm really bad at responding.
Yeah. Yeah. If like I've called her to her, you don't answer, I'm like, oh shit, bad things.
Well, it's not personal to you, but you have to also understand my mom calls me 15 times a day. At least.
Yeah, shout out to mom.
Love you, mom. Yeah, we love you. But she and I call her. You know what? If you're watching this, mom, I call you 15 times a day too. Yeah. Anytime the smallest thing happens in my day, mom.
This whole thing wouldn't even exist without her too. Either,
that's so true. She is a huge backbone of this band.
But yeah, I was like, you want the good news or the bad news? And she's like, call me right up. And I said, well, the bad news is we didn't use none of the footage from any of them other rooms. But the good news is this fucking music video is some of the best work we've ever
done. Oh, it's so good.
And so we shot one room, but it'll make sense when everybody sees it.
Other room would have thrown it off.
This room is just like such a vibe. And so now we're addicted to haunted houses. So now I'm sending emails to haunted houses all around 2-3 states. Like, Can we please come make content in your haunted house?
And
we've already got a, would that got a fucking be?
Yeah, that's cool. We've got one that's up in Yuba, Oklahoma. That's going
tiny. It's a nowhere town.
A nowhere town with a killer.
Probably a population of 100.
But they're going to open up and let us come there. And then we mentioned to you earlier, we can't say it out now because it's not done yet. But then our next collaboration, he's got a festival they're playing in Oklahoma in September. And so we're going to get a haunted house for that little video shoot because we're doing the collab with him. But yeah, it's cool, man. We got a lot of really cool stuff. Our label, they only wanted three videos. I'm like, well, what about the other four songs that I'm gonna shoot a music video for? Like, we don't have time or the bandwidth to promote seven music videos for y'all. I'm like, well, that's cool, but we're a video first band, so we're gonna shoot music video for every song we have.
I mean, every song on the album will have a video.
Every song on this album will get a video, and we'll release them strategically. Even though the album will be out, that will be what you get to look forward to over the next several months until album number two drops.
Now, we have had like a little bit of, you know, our label will be like, we'll talk to you about how we're going to release those. So they might just end up like the extra videos for not the focus track, not the singles and the focus track, might end up on like a Patreon or something.
Yeah, we may do like a subscriber only thing.
Yeah.
To where our.
But we'll at least shoot one and it'll be somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know because if it'll end up released officially. But we'll do it.
There's a specific song on the album, and I would go ahead and tell you the name. It's called Sorry Mom, and that is hands down probably, to me, the best song on the album. Maybe not music, maybe not like technically.
It's so meaningful.
You guys make my job. I have a whole fucking list of questions over here, and you guys make my job so easy because you guys – answer all my questions before I can even ask them. I fucking love it.
Yeah, dude,
I fucking love it.
Tell us to shut up every once in a while because we will absolutely talk. I love to talk.
We talk like an hour a day, or
multiple times a day usually, but at least one of them talks is 30 minutes to an hour a day. And we're so involved in this project that at some point in time that this will be all that we do all every day. We wake up, and this is not Nova in character. She is this every day.
So this is very much like a so part of my, I've been.
Now this is a character for me. I have many, many hats that I have to wear.
This is definitely me. I've been dressing like this and doing crazy makeup since I was 13. Like,
as a matter of fact, one of those hats that I wear is a real estate agent, and I've already had comments like, "Oh, I'm not gonna use you because you're the satanic panic kicks in because you're in a horror-themed rock band." So it's like
the satanic panic. I just was talking about that yesterday. Actually,
are you freaking kidding me?
Lived through it. I lived through that era of music. It was wild. I mean, they really did try to strike fear into you. Everything had a subliminal message to it.
Right, and then they'll hop in their little country.
And I'm like, let's fucking go.
I mean, yeah.
Let's play Blizzard
of Oz backwards.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm just going to let them be right. Yes, Midnight Coven Crush is a spell, buddy.
Yeah, it's a spell. Whatever you think it is.
Whatever you fucking want it to be, just listen to it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's all we want.
Whether you love it or hate it, if you want to talk, we encourage shit talk, actually.
Yeah.
Please, tell us how much you hate us.
Oh, I got some of that today.
If somebody tells you that they love you, you can say, oh, thank you so much.
I got some of that today.
You fucking suck, buddy. And I'm like, no, your mama sucks. And then it's like, oh, you don't talk about my mom. And then I'm like, right there's already 10 comments. Thank you for feeding the algorithm.
Thank you for being our top engager.
Yes, exactly.
I got that there.
Somebody posted on a YouTube that short that Eclipse posted yesterday or the day before, and it was like, this shit is dumb, or this shit be dumb or something.
Well, I've seen a post where you guys was like, It's the support in the comments, the negative comments. You're right. All it does is give you guys more engagement.
Right. And then our followers come and are like, hey.
Yeah. And a lot of times I'm like, hey, man, there's still time to take this comment down before you absolutely get roasted into oblivion.
I know it's tough. And I used to warn. I don't warn anymore.
Yeah.
I just let it happen naturally and just sit back and watch it.
It doesn't happen often, and we're grateful for that, but we do appreciate the... Because really, truthfully, the haters never have something constructive to say.
They just want to hate.
Another comment on the YouTube thing was, we don't need a Timu version of...
Vanna.
And I didn't even know who that was.
But I briefly heard of her. I looked her up. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome. So
compare me to her.
Who the fuck is it?
Her name, I guess her name.
She's a Norwegian.
I don't know where she's from. I don't want to get a speaker.
She's a European metal artist. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If we're wrong, I'm so sorry, Vanna. I briefly knew who you were, and now we looked you up because of our hate comment, and I am fine with being...
Compared, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, compare me, even if it's the Timu version, you know?
Whatever. And also one of the reasons why I, as a radio DJ, I went on hiatus. When I'm in writing mode, I don't listen to nothing. I don't acknowledge nobody else's band exists because I don't want to be inadvertently influenced.
Well, it's still whatever you're working on, yeah.
Right. But of course, I mean, you're going to hear influences in my music.
I start listening to glitchcore and hyperpop and stuff that is so far from our music that it's going to be hard to copy, but I do get inspired. There is one artist, Ash Nico, and she inspires me so much. And if you listen to her music, you're gonna be like, how are you inspired from her? Because it's like not even close, but like just, I don't know, something about her just makes me want to go off and be me. It doesn't make me want to go off and be her, but it makes me, I see her being so authentic that it's like,
it empowers you.
Yes. Yes, and I hope that I can do that for other people. I would love for people to feel inspired. I feel like I've had people, actually, I have a friend who makes music too, who's like, I'm so inspired by you. And those kind of comments are just, I'm so grateful for, because that's what, over everything, you know, nobody said a musician did this. I mean, yeah, some of them make a lot of money, but it's not for that. Yeah. I think that, you know, my job here in this world is to help heal the world and heal myself. And as I'm healing myself, other people that might be at a lesser mindset at the time can, you know, if I can't do it and I'm as eccentric and bubbly and out there as I am, then who can, you know? So I hope that people can feel that from me and want to feel inspired and
really we
can relate.
We more like to be referred to as artists than musicians. You know what I mean? We're creating art, and we have our hands in every aspect of the art, from the design of the... I designed our font. I designed our album cover.
He did the logo. Like, he does everything.
You know, or her, how she will deck us out or make sure that we look, you know...
I'm quick. I'm like, hey, these outfits got to change. Like, we got
to... You know, she helps bring all the color ideas to our very dark world, and... So very artistic in all the ways that we have our hands in every artistic aspect that a band could. So we get a lot of people reach out too, and they're like, do you need a designer? Do you need this? Do you need that? And we're like, man, and we appreciate you, you know, thinking that our stuff is good and that you want to work with us on that aspect. But really, like, we want to do it ourselves. It's not because we're cheap or anything. It's like, hey, this is an artistic aspect of what we're doing, and we want to be the creator of that.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. So I guess you got any questions for us before we talk?
What questions are left?
Yeah.
You guys did an amazing job making my job super fucking easy.
It's so funny because when I first started all this, I did not have any media training.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But now I'm getting better because I wouldn't even say vagina.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's a... Man, one interview we did early on, and she went off on a side story. She was like, I cut hair, and by the way, shout out to my bestie, Caitlin. And then she went into a whole story about her bestie, Caitlin. And it was like, none of this had anything to do with Nova Riot, but...
I love my friends.
Yeah, so, but shout out to Caitlin. Right now. Yeah, shout out to everybody.
Everybody I love.
And of course... Midnight Coven Crush, we had that was the biggest crew we've ever had on a video. We had Brooklyn Pipkin and Riley Miller, and we had all the girls. And
Keegan, I can't remember his last name.
Keegan, Montebazin.
Sorry, Keegan.
Yeah, sorry, Keegan.
We love you.
You got a really hard last name to say, but, you know, typically we keep it pretty light. As a matter of fact, the next music video was shot with, I actually shot two music videos. I shot a music video for a friend of mine, and so he helped us kind of as a grip or production assistant. And then my daughter's boyfriend is my production assistant. I mean, he's a young man that is inspired. And so
at that point, he's one of your little besties. You have him with you everywhere you go.
Well, he works for me. I pay him, but he's a paid, whatever, but a very, very good crew. Mm-hmm. And we're very fortunate that, we're able to go out there. Sometimes we just get it done ourselves. Like, so you won't see Eric, like, we can't hardly get him to show up a music video. He's in the Addicted music video. He's in a music video that's not even on this album. I'm sure he'll be in a music video from this album, but he's like, hey guys, we were scheduled to shoot, like I meant it, on a Sunday. He's like, oh, I'm only good on Wednesday. I'm like, okay, I rescheduled for Wednesday. He's like, guys, it's my birthday this week. I'm not showing up. So it's like, okay, brother, love you. Happy birthday. So I know we're not just going to have fun, And
it made it work.
That's just okay. Sometimes, if we have other musicians in the video, it's cool. If we don't, it's cool. It's whatever. It's no pressure.
Just doing your fucking thing.
We're just doing our thing, man. And so
I really like what you guys are doing.
Yeah, they may be curious about live shows and like, I've turned down some amazing, I've turned down shows with X Faces. I've turned down shows that could have landed us Cat Fest in Oklahoma, which is Oklahoma's big music festival besides Rocklahoma that they do annually. I've turned down a festival that had the likes of Savin' Abel and Tantric and Jeffrey Nothing. And I turned down a lot of stuff because, we have overhead, man. I have to go hire a drummer to come play the drums. I did all the bass and rhythm guitar in the studio, so I have to hire a bassist to come. Either that or we got to run tracks. If we run tracks, I got to have a drummer that can play the tracks. If we run tracks, then, we all got in here. I mean, so it's a very expensive endeavor. And so if we're going to do a show, we need to sell at least 200 to 300 tickets. Just to cover expenses, you know what I mean? And so it's a very, we will. As a matter of fact, I'm about to make a Facebook post that says if that post gets 200 likes, I'll book a show in December in Dallas, Texas.
Well, we'll have to work on that then.
Maybe, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, like I said, it's not one of those things where we have to go grind bars to get people to notice us because we did a good enough job.
You're getting noticed any fucking way.
We're getting noticed anyway.
And I mean, we will love to play shows. We just want to make sure it's the right shows and the time is right.
Time is right.
And it's the time is right. It's worth the energy that you're going to be putting into it.
Worth it.
So we did a little bit of a trade off. We traded the headache you get from having to argue with other bandmates to creating something that we were the curators of. We call it the Riot Verse now because it's turned into its own little universe. And, but the trade-off is we don't have bandmates to go immediately play a show or bandmates that are local musicians that'll go play a show for free.
The music industry's changing anyway. It really is. Nowadays, you get bands that perform live on Facebook or TikTok. They get on there and play their tracks in the background and have them up there singing and doing their thing. And
yeah,
you don't have to be live anymore to make it in the music industry. I'm getting at.
But we do realize that a lot of people do want to see us live, and we want to provide that for them because, believe it or not, we're actually badass, equally badass live too. Anytime we've ever had guest musicians come set in or fill in, they're like, "You're one of them. Y'all are the most tightest musicians that."
We get told that a lot.
Yeah, we get told that a lot because we care. We're sober individual. We're Oklahoma sober, so we like our comfort grass, but we don't drink. We don't, we don't partake in any hard substances.
A little bit of fungi sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit of fungus, the natural shit. But we're very business.
I knew that was the reason why I liked you guys.
We're focused on giving our fans the absolute best experience. When you come to Nova Riot, you're going to get that. You're not going to get some half-assed, thought-out thing. Like, I remember in one of my old bands, it's no wonder we never got, we made it to a certain level, but we never could get, I used to play in cargo shorts. Like, I didn't give a fuck. Like, you know
what I mean? Well, I remember a show with our last project when all of y'all, nobody looked, I love y'all. Everybody just kind of looked like, this cargo short. I think some of y'all had swim trunks on and just like.
Well, we was playing at a pool.
I mean, fair, but then I come out and I've got leather shorts on and this leather top and fishnets and giant boots and
it was a
crazy makeup. And it's like,
we what are these guys doing? Right beside a pool, and I literally jumped off stage and went and swam in the pool. So I was like, I'm definitely wearing
swim trunks. Pool on shorts?
Yeah. Hell, I got in the pool before the show, too. So I was like, yeah, but.
I couldn't because I had that hideous spray tan.
Yeah, it's fun.
That was bad. I looked like Mr.
Well, something else too that we want to talk about before. I don't know if you're running out of time. Nova, maybe she is a diabetic, and so another reason why we don't haven't accepted big tours and things like that have been offered to us is
what type diabetic are you? If I'm type one,
and I actually just started this insulin pump, and I have almost seized out 3 times today alone.
Oh wow!
It has been a journey, but I am very dedicated to fix myself, and I just talked.
Who else is a big advocate for diabetes? Britt Michaels. He has type 1 diabetes. He's always been a big, huge advocate.
Well, shout out, Brad Michaels.
Yeah, shout out. I'm ready to start being an advocate. I've been it for so long.
Let's do a Every Rose Has Its Thorn heavy metal remake. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, I did it for a while from everybody. I was real like self-conscious, and I wasn't taking care of myself because I didn't want to wear this, and I didn't want to be hooked up to this. And I was like, well, what if in my music videos they see my pump? And now I'm like, I'm ready.
Who cares?
Honestly, though, she was self-conscious, and I think a lot of other musicians, if she would have gone a different route, would not have cared either. They would have squeezed every ounce of talent she had out of her and then moved on, because this industry really is full of a lot of energy vampires.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, and the one thing that she's like, let's go do this and this. I'm like, I've seen you have a fallout on a 3-hour music video shoot. So before we go and do these things, we need to get you healthy.
Yeah.
And so we're very conscious about.
I'd rather see a pump and see her around than not see a pump and her not be around.
Right. And I'm still adjusting. That's why I'm having so many lows, is because my body's been used to being high for so long. I jumped from over 400 to down in the 40s almost every day. So
you'll get adjusted. And once you do, it'll be well worth it.
When I had just my Dexcom and I was giving my shots before the pump, it would read like 3% time and range. And now I'm already at like 40% time and range. So I'm seeing results.
Well, that's great.
I have hope.
So anyways, we're shooting for, if we can get 200 likes on a Facebook post about booking a show, I'll book a show for December. And that'll be in Dallas. We won't be able to travel out for that. That'll be kind of we're not local to Dallas. We just claim Dallas, you know, because that's the biggest hub closest to us. And a scene that I'm a veteran of, so I have some really good connections there. If that goes well, then you may see us out on tour next spring, because we are
gonna get sure this goes well. We're going to get you to the Midwest.
That particular
I'm gonna get you guys to come here so I can see you.
Yeah.
That particular tour will be a 4-week 2025 show endeavor. So it hasn't been booked yet, but that is what we're currently trying to negotiate. And so that means that we will probably be somewhere near you, somewhere near everybody.
Yeah.
And the band is actually headed to Europe after that for a couple of months. So they're going to try to hit most of the United States.
Oh, UK is going to love you guys. I got a lot of friends out there.
You know, that is one of my bucket list things. As a musician, that's one of the only things I've yet to accomplish, and that's go tour overseas.
A lot of music. There is an awesome music scene in the UK.
Well, notice something that's happening right now is a lot of bands are canceling tour dates in the U.S. because of low ticket sales, but they're touring Europe.
Yep. There's such a demand for it and a hunger for it in UK. And what's funny is that the UK musicians love American musicians, and they want to come here to tour to get big. But I'm like, man, your guys' scene right now is just blowing up.
Yeah, everybody always thinks the grass is greener on the other side.
Until you get here and you realize, holy shit, it's not the grass that I could smoke.
That's our only reservations about going to Japan. I would love to go to Japan. They love music there, and especially anything that's...
And a diehard fan base, too.
Yeah, diehard.
Germany. Germany's another one.
Cannabis is not legal in Japan, and so that's...
Oh, we can't tour there, then.
Yeah, we can't tour there, but Spain, that would be a fun one.
Guys, I just want to say, due to time, I don't want discussed that she's he may have to leave shortly, probably, right?
Yeah, it's okay though. I'm not shaking yet, but I am.
We don't want that.
We're happy to answer any last minute off the cuff.
Only question I got for you guys left is not even a question. Well, where can everybody find you at? Give a shout out to all your socials and what's going on with you guys.
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, music. I think we're on everything. Amazon Music, Pandora, Nova Riot.
Yeah, and of course, right here on Wizard Rock Radio.
Yeah.
You guys got a couple songs on the radio station here.
And if your favorite radio station is not spinning us, just ask them.
Yeah, call them. Yeah. Say, hey, we would like to hear some Nova Riot.
Absolutely.
Fire them.
That's a great thing that...
Put Nova Riot on or we're firing you.
Yep, but for sure you can find us really anywhere streaming is available. We will be making physical copies of our new album if you're a collector.
It comes out next month, right?
Next month.
August 21st.
Yep. And it's going to
lullabies.
And you're going to have physical copies like CDs at the same time?
And
we're going to start, as a matter of fact, I'll probably start a Facebook post about it. We're going to be taking pre-orders. And also probably pre-orders for some shirts that will have our album.
If you're doing pre-orders, I'm gonna put my pre-order in. Now I want a shirt and a CD.
All right.
One thing I was gonna say too is if any of y'all are watching right now, if you go to any of our social medias in our bio, you can find the pre-save to our album. And you click on that pre-save link, it's going to take you to another page. It's going to have all where our music is. Pick your favorite platform, pre-save it. The day it releases, it will already be loaded into your locked music.
We should have said this. I'm very thankful that she brought that up, because if you want to see more of our faces, go pre-save our album so our record label don't drop us. And then we just fade into obscurity.
Pre-saves help us so much.
Yeah, we don't want obscurity. We want pre-saves.
Yes, please.
And I'm going to get me a shirt, and I want, oh my goodness. You guys are going to have to stop that.
Is that a heart, or is that a...
Why are you good?
I just want to say thank you guys for taking time out of your guys' evening to hang out with me. For sharing space with me and allowing us just to sit here in a... I know this is kind of a backward interview, actually, and that's the beauty of doing these is sometimes you just don't know how it's all going to work out until you get on there and you start working it out. Glad that it worked out this way, because it made not only did it make my job easy, but you guys are just you guys are doing great things.
Thank you.
I just feel honored that you guys have took the time out to hang out with me here. And
honored to be here.
We're just down to earth, humble human beings. We're same as everybody else, and that's one of the great things. If you reach out to us, like I said before, you actually will. Well, you may talk to me, but if you're trying to talk to her, I will absolutely.
He will definitely relay the message, and I will get back on there and respond. And genuinely, the one thing I just want to make sure that is known about me before we get off here, and to you specifically, Sid, is how truly grateful we are for our supporters and how every bit of it. I think that being grateful is the number one thing that people should be in life.
Yeah.
And I'm just mind blown by the support.
Gratitude. I love that you said it, because gratitude really goes a long way. Yeah. I mean, grateful for the little things. Those little things turn into big things.
Yes.
And through that journey, and you're grateful for all the little steps and little milestones that you make, you know how to handle when that big success comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to handle it properly. And I just like what you guys are doing. I wish you guys the best of luck. You know, I look forward to the next music video to come out, and maybe I'll get you guys to come on again here in the near future.
We would love that. Please keep us in mind in the future.
On a live show this time, not a recording. My live shows are really fun as well.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we would love to sit down and chat with you again, because we're always going to have something coming up, man. That's one thing about us, is we're never not going to have something bigger and better in the queue, because how do we top this?
Gotta climb.
Go out there, and then we figure out a way to top whatever it is that we did the last time. And so we are, we're on it. We're in it to win it, man. So we appreciate everybody joining the riot. And man, what else can we say, man? We love you guys for reals.
So before we end tonight's show, then I'm going to play one last video by the band, and this one is Altar. Thank
you so much, Sid. All the love.
Thank you guys for hanging out with me. Be sure to like, follow, share all the good things, pre-save all the good things for Nova Riot. They got a lot of good things coming up, and I'm looking forward to it, and you guys will too. Until next time, guys, thanks for tuning in to Spellbound Sessions. Thank you, Nova Riot. And this is Nova Riot with their song, The Altar. Until next time, guys, be safe and be well.
Peace.
Out our name.